Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to the Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry. Maybe. Oh, it muted you again. Hold on. Wow, Blog Talk is Mercury retrograde in Blog Talk. There we go. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I accidentally cut off that this is Blog Talk Radio on the recording, so I want to make that announcement that this is our radio show on Blog Talk. This is a Tuesday show. It's happy hour. We share this spot every other week with Direction for Truth so that we can bring you information that we think is important. Sometimes people write to us and say, I didn't want to hear that, but that's okay. Somebody did. But whatever we do, somebody's going to complain about it. So we like hearing your letters. And we like the good stuff as well as the bad. It gives us information about where we should go and what we should have on, who we should have on. And we love your suggestions. We love you as an audience. And we are going to be giving away a software this evening, BioDiet. It's a software that we created several years ago that deals with norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin, and GABA, the neurotransmitters that make you fat. It controls if you're a sugar burner or a fat burner, how much weight you're going to lose or gain on all of your metabolism. So we'll be asking for a volunteer this evening. So for those of you online with us at WebEx, you could raise your hand, and then we can call on you in a bit, not right now. I am in Ohio doing the video portion of this show that you're seeing online at soundhealthoptions.com. And Richard is in California, and he has a studio and a chat. You want to tell him a little bit about how to get on the chat and how to audio
sure.
only or how to watch?
Right. For those that like listen, I always like the audio quality over at Blog Talk Radio just because I'm that kind of guy. So you can join listening at Blog Talk Radio by calling 347-850-1407. So if you want to just listen, these shows, the Tuesday shows, typically we're showing off some kind of software. So I think it's a good idea to join on WebEx, which means you go to soundhealthoptions.com. For today's show, you click on the happy hour, and there will be a link down on the right-hand side, I believe. That shows, click on that and it'll take you to WebEx and you can join the chat over there and listen over there. Or again, you can also, at that same link, you can see where you can click on the link to join Blog Talk Radio and you can join that chat, which I'm managing. And we have people over here already commenting. That's all I'll say. Commenting. So you can get to both. And with the Blog Talk Radio side, since this is audio only, this renders about 10 to 15 minutes after we end the show, meaning that you'll then be able to find the audio if you want to listen to it right away by going back to soundhealthoptions.com, clicking on the radio tab, and then clicking on the Blog Talk archives, and there'll be a player there that shows the last five shows that we've done, and you'll be able to listen to it, like I say, in about 10 to 15 minutes after we end.
And we try to keep five or six archived shows there all the time, even in video. If you go to our radio and maybe go to happy hour, and you can see today we're doing Is Your Brain Making You Fat? But if you go on down the line, then you can see what your brain needs from you. Do you have hidden thyroid issues? So there's a lot of shows there, and we put up the videos for those that are on Tuesday evenings. We don't do videos anymore of our Sunday shows. It just was too much for us. Before we start dealing with bio diet, I think Richard has an announcement this evening.
I do. I'll try and be brief about this. I'll put this, the article and the name of the article in both the show chat over at Blog Talk Radio and at WebEx when I'm done. This has to do with the title of the article is How Much Does President Donald Trump's Travel and Protection Cost Taxpayers? And a couple of quotes out of that article were, in his first month, President Trump spent $10 million of our dollars on three golfing holidays. And another, this is really quite a staggering quote when you think about this. If the $3 million per Mar-a-Lago visit, which is an estimate of how much it costs in tax dollars per visit for them to go, for him to go to Mar-a-Lago, $3 million per visit is true, he could have funded the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, budgeted at $4 million in 2016 for 3 years if he just stayed in the White House.
Did you compare that to saying, Obama's spend?
Currently, at the spending rate that he is going, it's been estimated that he will spend more in a year than the Obamas spent in the entire time they were in the White House.
Well, I would like to defend Trump in that it's a working move to Mar-a-Lago, where when Obama went to play golf, that's all he did was play golf. So I'll just throw my two cents in there for that one, because I was mad at Obama all through all of this, because one of the things that he did in a golfing thing was when that kid got his head cut off, he went to the podium and said, I'm sorry your kid got their head cut off, and he went back to play golf again. You know, so Obama's vacations are a sore spot for me, while Trump's vacations are a sore spot for you.
Yeah. Whoever the president is, the idea, in this case, it's worse because it's when Obama traveled, he didn't go someplace that, A, he owned and was being probably was, we're probably paying for Trump staying at Mar-a-Lago and adding extra security. Like, it's estimated that it's costing New York City about $10 million a month to guard Trump Towers. So it's costing in a way that I find offensive. We both find it offensive just in different ways. I find, you know, for, especially for somebody Trump was very known for getting on Twitter, his favorite, his only communication tool, Twitter, in my mind, and complaining about Trump going, Obama being golfing, and here he's already been golfing something like 15 times since he's been in the White House. So it's really...
What can we do about it? What can we do about it?
I don't think anything. We seem to have a dictatorship. We don't seem to have any kind of, you know, any way to control anything at this point. Not that we ever did, but it seems even more out of control now. I'll get off this in 1 second. I would say that what we have the opportunity to do is in 2018 is vote for a congressman that you believe in, will actually listen to his constituency and do what the constituency wants. That's what I would say we can do.
And not play golf?
Well, there's that too. No, I'm talking about us as citizens actually voting in congressmen that will listen to us and make the president not, you know, will say, no, you can't do that. We work for the people. You work for the people. You don't get to be doing budget cutting right and left and spending, you know, $3 million a visit to go vacation every weekend. That's what I'm saying. So we get congressmen in there who do something instead of congressmen who are just like, yes, sir, three bags full, sure. Which seems
that'll
to be
a shock if we could get a full Congress fully working.
Yeah, actually doing their job. That would be amazing. All right. Now, my brain is feeling fat. Help me.
Well, I have one announcement.
Okay.
We have just finished a new fibromyalgia article that we're making available on our site under In the News, I believe. In the News under New Articles, this one is. And if you move down, there is this blue electric lady flying in the sky, because I really think fibromyalgia is an assault on your force. So that's why I chose this photo. But you click here or the image, and it'll download for you. You can read that. But more than that, we have opened our portal so that if you go to soundhealthportal.com, we have opened it for you to have a free fibromyalgia evaluation. Just one per person, but we have opened that. I think it's for the next 10 days. soundhealthportal.com. We should also let you know that for next Sunday, it is Easter, and in honoring the holiday, we will not have a show. We will just be quiet. We thought about doing a pre-record and or some other show, but we thought this is a time for people to be with their families if they so choose, so us too. So we're going to not have a show. Any other announcements like that, Richard?
I don't think so.
Yes, we'll be doing a show on Tuesday, and I'm not sure what we are going to be doing it on. Did Blog Talk get itself fixed so that we can go back and try to interview our guest for Sunday that was just a total mess with people hearing themselves two and three times and you couldn't hear here? And I mean, it was just truly a technical mess. So we tried to, our guest suggested it, that we go ahead and reschedule.
We'll definitely reschedule. Of course, her name escapes me at the moment. Darn it. But no, she agreed afterwards. We actually stopped it. It was so bad with her hearing so much echo and me hearing so much echo. There was something definitely wonky happening with Blog Talk Radio. So we have her in queue to get her rescheduled as soon as possible because she was going to be a fun conversation. I just can't think of her name.
Holly Lucille.
There's a supplement for that. Pardon?
Holly Lucille.
There we go. Thank you. Naturopathic physician. Great.
Yes, and speaking of your brain, we are going to be doing a show on neuroplasticity, and we are going to open the portal up for everyone to have a free neuroplasticity evaluation. So that should be in a couple of weeks. So is your mic open? I'm going to mute that. Okay, sometimes the mic just flies open and we don't know why. Richard, I have to sneeze. Is there any announcements you want to make while I try to sneeze or not?
Sure, I can do that. I'll actually talk about the portal for a moment while you're doing that. That I'm really thrilled that the portal, the soundhealthportal.com, is beginning to open more and more. Because when I see, since I'm always here mostly here when Sherry's doing these demos, I'm just so thrilled that it gives people access to so much information so quickly. Because all you need to do is have Audacity on your computer, preferably some kind of okay to good mic. Record your voice for 30 seconds, and you're done in terms of what you need to do in terms of processing or recording. You just have that. You go to the portal, you log in, you upload that audio file, and it'll give you a report like ba-doom. In 12 seconds, it cranks out a report that gives you actually, it'll show you all the possibilities of all the pieces of software that are on there. You can't get a full report until you actually I forget what that part is, become a full-time member, or I'm not sure Sherry can explain that part. But in terms of what the portal can do, I think it's going to be really fabulous.
I am awed by it. Yes, I'm awed by it because we're able to give people a report and give them instructions for what to do about it. Fibromyalgia, they're just covering up. It's really an incurable thing. It's metabolism that deals with pyruvate. And they don't put that out for people. I think there's a lot of times when they have a cure, either by an herb or an exercise or something, and they just don't tell you. Like, we know an exercise that'll get rid of gallbladder pain, but you don't hear your doctor talking about it. We give you only a little teeny bit of information on these shows. And we hope that you'll go to Vimeo or YouTube and look at some of the over 500 now, when you add the two together, demos, so that you can see what's really going on and add more stuff to what we do. So we give you links all the time of where to go. And we've done this particular show a lot of times. And we do it and we show you, but we show you and read to you at the same time, because there's so many people who are just listening. So what I have up on the board right now, and it looks like, Richard, you're going to have to volunteer. And we were talking about our weight right before the show, so I'm very happy to have Richard volunteer a new vocal print this evening. So we'll just depend on Richard to be our guinea pig. So I have up some information about untruths we're going to talk about. All calories are created equal. Your brain has nothing to do with diet. Only willpower or drugs can control appetite. All those are false. People are fat because they eat too much. I'm going to prove that that's not true. People who are fat are slow-minded. People are fat because they're just lazy. Being fat is just in your genes. Well, and sometimes it's in your genes. And we have done several projects. Fat Switch, which shows how the hibernation gene in the body is turned on, and that's turned on with lactic acid. Mapping methylation, why you might not be using nitric oxide, which is incredibly instrumental in moving fat and fluids through the cells. Inflammation, a biggie about obesity. Fatty liver factors, that's where a lot of your hormones are monitored, that deal with fat and bile salts. And so all of this can be genetic, metabolic. It can be liver function, cholesterol issues, hormones, neurotransmitters. Ultimate diet also deals with the hormones from the liver. And then bio diet, that we're going to talk about this evening, deals with neurotransmitters from the brain. So the next one I want to show is number 29. Oh, we also have lots and lots of tutorials that are on our site, and I will put this tutorial link up in the chat for you. Please use it when you notify all of your friends that we have this wonderful stuff available, and that we are going to do a drawing tonight for a BioDiet software. So if you want to be included in that, let us know. Because there are so many things that need to be considered all at once, and our computer program does that. So if you have unbalanced cholesterol ratios, cravings, weight gain, irritability, mood swings, energy drops, that's a biggie. And another biggie is the best place to feel this is from the back of your knee to the front of your groin. If your fat there is painful or sensitive, then that's a sign of lipoedema. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Vision loss or hearing loss after you eat sugars or carbohydrates, fuzzy thinking, blood pressure concerns, frequent urination, all of those have a lot to do with what's going on with the body. And it seems that in particular in the United States, there's only two other countries in the world fatter than we are. Kiribati, 81% of their population is overweight. And in American Samoa, 93%. And in the USA, 66.7% of people are overweight. And almost every other, I don't want to say civilized, socialized, a country that has an economy that's supportive, you're going to see this intense overweight going on. Now, that doesn't happen in countries that are starving, of course. So not only are we going to talk about the brain chemicals that control this is the stages of lipoedema. And this is like lymph, the fluids, but this is the lipids, the fats, that can't get in and out of the body. and stage one, and you'll see Kim Gardarsian has this stage one, stage two, and stage three. And there are some incredible pictures that go along with this that we were looking at. When you get to stages four and five, the fat just cannot get out of the cell. And so they're using this, using surgery. Here is a picture of one lady with only one leg involved with this lipoedema, and it's fat swelling, and it deals with nitric oxide. So we'll see if that comes up in any of the charts. But as you look at these, and these, I just put in lipoedema, L-I-P-E-D-E-M-A, and you can also use L-I-P-O-E-D-E-M-A, depending on if you're in England or here, how it's spelled. And you can see some of these pictures and read some about this. It is just absolutely incredibly astounding that a lot of people are having these kinds of issues, and there is no cure. We just did an article about Kim Kardashian, and we found the commonalities. Remember, our motto is about people who have similar issues, have similar vocal anomalies. So we found that adiponectin is dysfunctional in these people's bodies, either the protein or the gene, and that there is a problem with them being able to use either the activators, the proteins, the receptors. Now, the genes and the receptors, we found, were the issue with Kim Kardashian. Also, they name hyaluronic acid, but that was only present in 40% of the cases that we did. It was nitric oxide, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, which we're going to talk about in a minute, weren't being moved out of the body by the vascular transporters. There were other little things, a pancreatic lipase, carnitine, copper, that were all involved with parts of this. So this article will be up very shortly on our site. So the ones that we're going to talk about tonight go with body types, whether your fat is in your belly, in your hips and thighs, all over, or just protruding belly, which is usually visceral fat and is usually associated with diabetes, which is another cause of when the insulin gets disturbed, then the fat doesn't leave the body. 32 and number 40 is one I want to look at. I'm looking at these different slides. So we're going to talk tonight about the brain and weight management. So we're going to talk about GABA, which is a G-sharp, along with its receptors. And I'm telling you this so you can use it with the Nano Voice that's free on our site. Serotonin is an F. Dopamine, a D-sharp. Epinephrine is an F-sharp, norepinephrine is an E. And I just read today that resveratrol from the outside of grapes, resveratrol will help move that belly fat, which is white fat, will help change it into brown fat. Marcy says she has no sound with the show. I have it on my cell phone. Let me put in the text support, 866-863-3903. And I put that in chat so you can go online. We pay for 24/7 online support from WebEx. So you can go there and see why maybe you're not hearing this. Oh, people online are trying to help you. George, that did happen, but I don't think it's in the contract. He's talking about the guy that got beat and drug off of the plane. We often have those kinds of conversations in our chat. So back to task here, keeping in mind G-sharp, F, D-sharp, F-sharp, and E, you can go to the little Nano Voice, and we're seeing a blue grid here with 12 notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. and we can look and see when these come up, even on a nano voice. We have F very high here. And was there an F? That's the serotonin. So too much serotonin can cause mental issues, can cause problems with diet, and I'll bring that up in a minute. Also, E is above normal. You can see the line there. E is the norepinephrine, and that deals a lot with energy. The F sharp is high, so the epinephrine is very high. The D sharp, which is the dopamine, is lower than normal. So just by using the nano voice, you can go to your local store, health food store, or a mall and set up a booth and say, I can help you maybe with some of your weight problems, because we can look at what is happening with your neurotransmitters that may be keeping you fat. Now, there is a little booklet that we provide to people who purchase our BioDiet program, either through the Guardian program. Likely they'll have it available on the portal for people. And we put this together to show people the different body types that go with all of this, and also some of the things that go with each of those biochemicals. So this is serotonin, and what you're looking at is serotonin under an electron microscope. And with this, we have given you some information. Serotonin alone can raise weight. It's a neurotransmitter that plays an important role in the inhibition of anger, aggression, body temperature, mood, sleep, vomiting, sexuality, and appetite. And it gives you some signals. They crave sweets and chocolate. And it gives all these different kinds of what can help. Well, tryptophan raises if you don't have enough, and it gives information about where you get it. If you would like a copy of this, please write to me just at sherryedwards@gmail.com. I don't think this is posted any place on our site. Here you're looking at dopamine from an electron microscope, and it deals with satisfaction, emotions. Carnitine catalase plays an important role in behavior and cognition, motor activities, motivation, and reward. We did a little study in people who have affairs continuously and can't understand why they do. They are trying to increase their dopamine levels. So this gives you some foods that help dopamine levels. These people eat for sensation. They love carbs and fatty foods. You know, and you can be both types. You can have dopamine and serotonin in stress. GABA helps control these neurotransmitters. You're looking at epinephrine here, and I love this picture. It looks like gasoline on the ground in the sun. And it acts to increase the levels of AMP, amino monophosphate, which deals with energy, leading to bronchial dilation and stimulation of the heart and central nervous system. This is one of the things that I have in stress, epinephrine. When my energy goes down, I know that epinephrine is unbalanced, and I go give myself some epinephrine by sound. And it is the note of E. It's also tied to your thyroid. So this is just a little compendium that I put together of body types and each of the neurotransmitters that control the body type. So if you want a copy of this, please write to me and we'll send it to you. Maybe we can get it posted on our site. But the point I wanted to make with this was, even just using the nano voice, you can get a good idea of what is happening with people's neurotransmitters, which is the first place to look. You also want to look at uric acid, which is that hibernation gene that gets kicked on. And we're going to look at those neurotransmitters. We're going to first look at them the old way by taking a 30-second vocal print of Richard. So are you ready, Richard?
And am I talking about fat?
Yeah, and you're up and down.
Fat I've known and loved. Yeah.
All of these instructions are on our website under Downloads. Go to Downloads and then Radiation. And there is a textbook there called Bioacoustic Basics, which will walk you through every step of what we're going to do today. Okay, so I'm going to punch this little red button after I do my preferences. And that is, I want 32 hertz, 16-bit mono. And all of these specifications on how to put this together, even how to download this Audacity program, is in that little booklet. We try to keep it kissable, keep it simple, stupid kind of thing. Not because people are stupid, but because we have a lot of foreign people where English is not their first language, so we try to keep it very, very clear. Okay, Richard, I'm going to push the red button, and you're going to talk for 30 seconds.
So I've always been up and down in weight. I run toward being heavy, always have been, even when I was a chef. Actually, when I was a chef, all the times I've been a chef, I've been my, never thinnest, but my lower weight, because it's physically hard work. You're working 12 and 14 hours days, lifting, moving, bending. It's like working out all day long. And I've had bouts, like when I was sick 4 years ago, I had lost a bunch of weight, partially because I had not eaten for almost 45 days, and I lost muscle mass. All right, I'm stopping because I see that we've gone far enough.
And I let it go further because there was two problems at the beginning. It was way too loud here. It was truncated. And it gives you examples of all of this in the textbook. Why is that squishing up like that? That's weird.
That's weird.
I just want to... Wow.
Whoa. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That's a new one on me.
I've never seen that. What was that?
I don't know. I just want to... Now it's expanding it. Good grief.
I've never seen it reduced. That's like normalization. But I've never seen it look like that. Wow. E.T. phone home.
Don't let it... Mercury retrograde, as Anita and you would say. Now, see, I don't know what this other piece right here is either and why it's doing that. Okay, I'll just clip that out with my little scissors too. So let's see if we have 30 seconds. Well, we have 27 seconds. Good enough. If you want, you could chop out these little, there's no sound there kind of thing. Just use the little scissors. And again, there's lots of tutorials that show you how to do this. But what we want is to get to the information. So we're going to say export, not save, because it'll save it as an AUP. And we don't want that. We want to save it as a wave. So export the audio. And we're going to call this Richard Weight. We could call it neurotransmitters or whatever. So now we have that saved. And I'm going to... use Abacus, and this is a free program for you under Downloads. Absolutely free program. We're going to say import wave file, and we're going to just double click Richard's weight, and it's going to bring that wave file in. We have to put in some information. Richard O. Oh, we should just put the O down here. And date of birth, we really don't care today. So I'm just going to put in 12-12-12 to tell the computer we don't know. And male, and we're going to look for neurotransmitters that deal with weight. And we're going to poke this little red button right here. And it chooses all of these little red dots and says all of this stuff is too much. Now, this gray grid, that's normal, and you'll be hearing about that again. So I'm not going to save this. I'm going to go down to this Rubik's Cube and say we're going to put that in our GNS file that I've already set up, and the booklet, again, tells you how to set up these files on your computer. And the next thing, and we're only going to look at one little piece of this, we're going to open our client, go to that GNS file, say Richard, pop that right in there. There's all of our list that the computer chose, and we're only going to look at one thing. So uncheck all, and we're going to look at, well, let's look at genes, hormones, proteins.
Toxins?
If we can.
Not so much.
Not right now, because I only want to look at those neurotransmitters.
Sorry. Okay.
And I don't know what they're under. It came up over here on another file. So the genomes, your leptin is high and your pituitary hormone is low. Signal to reduce food intake. So it's high. So you probably don't get hungry a lot. Is that true? False?
Yep. Yep.
Which one? You don't get hungry?
Yes, is the answer. It's high and low. No, I don't get hungry a lot. But when I do eat, I have an appetite.
Okay, pregnenolone is high. Now, that's good if you can use it. It's the master hormone that controls some of these hormones for the liver. Amylase is low. That helps digest fat. But that still didn't give me what I want. I just don't remember where this is on here. It's not medication, biochemicals. It's been so long since I used these.
Done it the old-fashioned way, yeah.
Yes, and I'm bringing over the biochemicals. Well, I was bringing over the biochemicals, and it tells me here, Richard, that you have inflammation that may be caught, and it's high. That may be causing some of this. That certainly can cause weight gain. Activators, cell salts, genomes, minerals, medications, vitamins, receptors, proteins. Boy, that is very weird. But I just can't go in and look at those norepinephrine, what are they called? Neurotransmitters. And it is not here. Let's go. Let's take a shortcut here. Let's go to the portal. And I already put things in here about this is going to be my bio diet file. And I'm going to bring in a new voice file. And I'm going to browse, and there's Richard. And it'll bring in Bio Diet Online with Happy Hour. Now, it brought it in, and I'm going to save and close.
Just for people watching you, so that's the raw file that hasn't been run through Abacus or anything. This is just the recording directly out of Audacity.
Yes. Just the vocal file.
Nothing.
And now I'm going to go in to report template, and I'm going to ask it to choose bio diet. I could ask it to choose that adiponectin too. Let's do that. Uh-oh. I can't get to the bottom where I need to go. So hold on a second.
Whoa.
Oh, that's just my bio diet. Okay. Because I couldn't get down to the bottom, and it was actually on the next page. So pull point method, I'm going to say current. and click OK, and I'm hoping that since I chose two of them, that'll give me the opportunity to go in and look. Okay, BioDiet, you have a relevance of 290, and adiponectin, you have a relevance of 265. So BioDiet is actually more of the issue. Now, I'm going to open one of these, and I need to remove something because I didn't do it before we started, and I should have remembered. I'm not allowed to show frequencies on these shows. Move that up a bit. So as we look at this BioDiet template, because it had the most problems with it, had 290, 13%. So it'll have the relevance, what's the highest at the top. Here's a relevance of 16. So the fact that his leptin is high, his GABA receptor is low, it tells me by priority that these are the things that we need to work on. Now, you can't go buy a GABA receptor at the local store. You have to go see a bioacoustic practitioner that's been trained, and they can help open that receptor. Phenylethylamine in methyltransferase, what does that do? Converts norepinephrine to epinephrine, and both of those deal with energy, and his is low. And if you want to know more about what this is, just click on this link, and it takes you right over here to read about it and what happens with it, the diseases it can... I didn't know it could create vitiligo. Wow. I learn something every day doing this stuff. And I like Wikipedia because it's simple enough for me to understand, but this one doesn't look simple at all.
Wow, I was going to be impressed if you were going to rattle off those equations. Wow.
But it helps you understand sometimes what these things are. But this is an important piece, a GABA receptor activator, a GABA receptor genome. Now, the GABA helps control serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. GABA is also a neurotransmitter controller. So the first thing I would do, since this has a very high relevance, is go in and find the frequencies for these and give them to Richard so that he could stimulate this to open and regulate these things more. The second layer, ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and that comes from our methylation mapping information. Choline, vitamin, you can get this from eggs and yeast, I believe. The third level, ornithine helps with detox. Hey, decreases body fat. I didn't know that. AMPK also decreases body fat. And Richard has been doing an experiment. We gave him the numbers for this a week or so ago. Have you noticed any difference, Richard?
It seems like there does seem to have been a slight change, a slight weight decrease. I don't really weigh myself. It's how my body feels, and it isn't feel as heavy.
Well, the thing that I notice, other people notice first with the AMPK, is they can move easier. They can turn around and look behind them when they're backing up. There seems to be a looseness in the joints. And we think that it deals with a bit with inflammation, too. So there's the insulin receptor that's high, so you would be very sensitive to insulin. One of the things we can do with this is see where your insulin is, and we can look at that through the abacus that we just looked at. So if your insulin is in this gray area, it's okay, and you don't have anything in that gray area. So it's either high or low here. So that insulin receptor really needs support. releases fatty acids from pituitary system, and the activator is high. So your body's trying to lose weight, and I can't. Pro-opio-melacortin. So that activator is high and open. It's trying. Huh. Your body is trying to do some detox, too, because ornithine and aspartic acid both work with detoxifying the body and giving it more energy, giving it the ability to create more ATP. So you might notice an increase in energy if we could get some of these detox things to work. Now, low usually means it's low energy, like a low muscle would be low energy, or you don't have enough of it. High doesn't mean you have too much of it. High can mean that it's accumulating in the body and you can't use it. So let's look at this aspartic acid. When we go look at our website, and a lot of this information is under downloads and radiation, this is also where you can download radiation, especially if you're on the West Coast and want to check yourself. But there is a nutrient assimilation chart here and amino acids, and we're going to look at aspartic acid. Helps make asparagine, arginine, lysine, methionine, threonine, isoleucine, and many other nucleotides. Now, it doesn't tell what it needs. We may have to go online to look for that. But this tells you that that's a pretty important thing if it is not working well. So we could encourage it to work with frequency and sound. Another GABA receptor, a genome, another, this is not the same one. This is a male hormone that's low. We may want to increase that. Dopamine decarboxylase, low. We don't want that low at all. Your muscles are not being fed a lot, and you aren't getting that feeling of satisfaction because this is the precursor for dopamine, L-DOPA and an L-DOPA activator. Procetonic, never heard of this. Low serves as structural basis of prostaglandins. Now, prostaglandins are usually an indicator of inflammation, but there's good prostaglandins. Like if you get a splinter in your finger, prostaglandins will run to the site, cause pus to form to push that needle or sticker or whatever it is in your finger. And women need prostaglandins to move the egg out of the ovary into the fallopian tubes. That's the ovulation. So prostaglandins deals with that. Some prostaglandins are good. We'd have to go look and see what kind this was supporting. More GABA receptors, this time a protein. Now we have GABA receptor activator, GABA receptor protein, GABA receptor genome. And since GABA is controlling the serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine, that's where I would go to get the GABA up and running so that it can control the rest of them. There's progesterone low. Now, this is very unusual to have progesterone low and high at the same time, and we did have progesterone up here, I thought.
Pregnenolone?
Didn't I just say this? Well, it's pregnenolone. Where did you see it?
I think that was the other report you generated, but it was elevated pregnenolone.
Okay, well, pregnenolone creates progesterone. So this is, and the aldosterone stuff that we just saw. So that's unusual to have that unbalance. But we will want to go look and see why it's not turning into the proper hormones. Another insulin receptor, tetrahydrobiopterin. This deals with the kidney. We don't want that low because the body doesn't fight things that are coming in and attacking it when your tetrahydrobiopterin is low. How do I know all this stuff? Oh, great question. I just learned it by doing it. I don't have a degree in biochemistry. I just learned it by doing it. My degrees are in education, curriculum and instruction. I have a useless degree in dietetics, and it was so long ago that they tell you, don't take vitamins, everything's in your food.
Wow.
Yeah, it did say vitiligo, a skin condition like Michael Jackson had. I just didn't know it was associated with that particular biochemical. And I'm responding to something in the chat. Vertigo is the one that's dizziness. Vaccine. Yeah, we just did a show on Prevac, too, and we gave that away. We should have posted all the names of people who won all of this software. Receptors. What's a receptor about? It's like a doorway that if you go to visit somebody, but if they don't open the door, you don't get in, so you don't get to enjoy their company. Same, that's a receptor. There's these receptors on each cell, and this is what is the problem with heavy metals. Heavy metals goes in and takes up the receptor sites, and they won't get out. And so that's why heavy metals cause a problem. ATP will go in and knock heavy metals out of those receptor sites. So that is back to, whose question was that? Oh, Vanildi. I think of Richard as skinny. This is from Marcy. Since we do not know what he looks like, he makes sure we don't know what he looks like. He's seen me. I don't remember him. He saw me like 10 years ago in a crowd of 1,000 or something. Maybe there weren't.
I saw you at an expo when you were doing sound health analysis in a booth.
But
it was so long ago that we were carrying around a CRT, for those that know what that is, a big old fat monitor. That's how long ago it was. Excuse me.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. Oh, wow.
Grinulin is high. You don't want your grinulin high. Adiponectin helps control that. Boy, another insulin receptor. We need to look at that. There's a protein. Was there an insulin receptor? There's a gene. We got to look at that. We don't take care of this, you're going to end up with diabetes. There's the activator. So when you have insulin activator, gene, and protein all together, then that is an issue you certainly want to look at. You learn all of this by doing it. You learn it by taking our 5-day course. And our 5-day course, I think, is coming up next week. I think there is one scholarship available. So if any of you are interested in taking that 5-day course on a scholarship, please let us know. That may have been given away today, too, so I don't know for sure. Amylase, your lowest low. Oh, you need some amylase that helps digest fat. They tell you to chew, 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 chew. That's to get all of the enzymes into the food so it gets digested. At our house, my brother would come to the table and fill up his plate, put his mouth level with the table, and scrape it in. So if you got any food, you had to hurry up. You had to hurry up and eat it. He didn't chew his food. He ended up looking like Humpty Dumpty. And he died from a combination of fen-phen and insulin. So he did not control what was going on with his body. And, well, when I was growing up, there was just not enough food. So I think that was the issue in our family. Calcium fluoride, that's for connective tissue. Potassium is high. Now, when potassium is low, your tongue swells. So I don't know. What is going on with your tongue? Does it feel too big or too little in your mouth? You can sometimes tell because if you stick out your tongue and it's fluted on the side, like your teeth indented it, then you have too little potassium. But this is for energy production along with the ATP. It helps the heart rate. It helps move information throughout the body. Another, GABA receptor. Progesterone factor C13 of 24. I don't know what that means. Progesterone factor receptor. I'm going to have to look that up. C13 of F24. Some kind of code there. So we looked at his bio diet. I didn't see any dopamine. I did see GABA, which controls the rest of it. And I saw some pretty serious insulin issues that we need to address. Let's go back one, and let's look at adiponectin. It has a score of 265. Now, the score of 290, which is higher, tells us to look at bio diet first. And again, I can't get to the bottom to see this. If I say expand all, and this is just because of being online that it messes with the monitor. What do you call this? Screen resolution?
Mm-hmm.
And here we are with the adiponectin. The genome is your highest high. Adiponectin receptor, we should certainly look at that. Adiponectin receptor 1 activator. So we can look at these. It's a relevance of 19, and there's two issues there. If we wanted to go look at this a little deeper, we could change the variance and look at it. We could compare it to a lot of other things. We could compare it to muscles. We could probably go in and compare this to all 100. Let's see if we can do that. Do we have time? If we go to his wave and have the computer pull all of those points, and if there's any that appears in the blue, you can get rid of them. But these are the points that the computer pulled. Now let's go to, let's pull the points by current. And let's look at all. And we're going to go over a little bit because I want to show you Richard's report. It takes 12 seconds for this to come up with this report and show us what is the most important issue. Number of hits, percentage of hits. Let's look at number of hits first. Medications we're going to ignore. That's just all the medications we could find, and it's to see if somebody's compatible, so we're going to skip that. Superbrain, 152 hits, 145 hits, 128 hits, fatty liver. Wow, that's a lot of hits. Let's look at that in percentages of smoking. You don't smoke, do you?
Nope.
Well, something about 34% of lungs and stuff with smoking is coming up, but only 12 hits. So cancer absolute 31% with 45 hits. We should look at that. That could be calcitonin. So this gives us a hierarchy of looking at all 100 templates at once. And this is available for those of you who go in and look at yourself at fibromyalgia. They're going to do this for people. So we can see that there's things that we need to look at here. 320, I'm going to skip medications. So we could look at the highest. We could look at his brain. We could look at PTSD, fatty liver, whatever his complaints are. And since it's weight, I would look at fatty liver and cofactors and ultimate diet. I would look at those three. Now, one of the other things that we can do is say, we want to look at Richard's report. And this is what you would send right off to your, it's only showing me the stuff from adiponectin. It's not showing me everything. But this report comes in and shows you what you've been looking at. Let's go back and look at the frequency hits for both of them and see what we can get. Oh, that's only the adiponectin. How do I go back and get both of those together? It could be that it's just down under here and I'm not able to see it. Let me move it over here and see if it's there. No, only the adiponectin one is there. So we can go back to our BioDiet files and look at Richard. I feel like I'm going around in a circle here. There they are, both of them. So we can combine these and just look at them. Oh, I don't want to do that. It's not supposed to show those numbers. And I keep doing that all the time, as Marcy says. What I was trying to do is make Richard a report. I'm going to have to back out of that. See if we can make a report for the BioDiet. Oh, you have to click here first, then we can make it. And this is what you just make a copy of it and send it on to your client. And you tell them this is a management report and to go see their wellness provider or to get in touch with their nearest bioacoustic practitioner. We have two-day courses. And just with the stuff that we provide to you in the two-day, you can start your own bioacoustic business. The next two-day, I think, is in May. And I can't remember what it's about. The next five-day is about your liver, and we're going to bring in all this stuff about diet. Oh, thank you for giving me all this information about how to get out of the pickle I was in. Okay, I'm being reminded we are out of time. People make, Patricia, get in touch with me about it. People make room for us in their lives, and when we go over time, it messes them up. Yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years, Marcy. I met thousands and thousands of people. So I would remember their vocal print a lot of the times. I just don't remember their face. Richard, any last words after being exposed?
Oh, with a little exposure. I'm okay with exposure. It's, you know, like I said, watching you work in the porthole is always amazing because it just has so much information available to your fingertips and it makes it just so easy to produce reports. Not that the other way isn't easy once you get used to it. It's just that the idea that you can upload my audio file and pull all this information up so readily, it just makes the report, the portal look like the shizzle.
I'm glad you love it. And we know here, because this is your lowest low, that we absolutely need some digestive enzymes for you. That might help. And we'll look at some of the rest of these. The portals for people who want answers. The regular classes for people who want to do the research, to work with doctors, to become teachers. A lot of doctors are jumping on and using these reports because they just want answers. They know what to do with it after they get the answer. So we're real happy to be sponsoring a doctor's course that's coming up in the next few weeks. Thank you for being here. It's always fun to do all of these, and we'll see you on Sunday. And as usual, I haven't the slightest idea who it is, but we try to choose people that are very interesting to make your life and decisions a little easier.
And just as a reminder, this coming Sunday being Easter, we're not going to be doing a show.
Oh, I just lied, didn't I?
You just lied.
Okay.
I felt that peg. Ooh, nano voice wiggling. All right, everybody,
we'll
have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next Tuesday, where I have no idea who we're talking to, but we'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great Easter, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Richard.